色列弥士利亚那里去。
At first time he would,
以色列弥士利亚那里去。弥士
利亚。Oh, he has gone to look for the lordship in Egypt. In Israel.
因为我们知道这些人他们像瘫子一样。
Because they were just like the one that was paralyzed.
他们知道说那个水动的时候病就可以得了医治。
They know that when the water moves, if they go in, they will be healed.
他们从旧约圣经知道救恩在哪里。
And from the Old Testament, they know where salvation was.
但他们就像以色列一样绕着旷野里面漂流了38年。
But they were just like the Israelites. They were circling around the wilderness for 38 years.
所以你看，主耶稣一到了加利利，你看第一个逾越节就是讲瘫子的故事。
And so that when Jesus was first entered into Galilee, and that is the first story he told us about this man who was paralyzed.
那么然后呢？这样一直就是到年底，这就是马可第一章到第三章的故事。
And so that is beginning of the year to the end, and covers right up from Mark chapter 1 to Mark chapter 3.
但是我想我们主要的点记住这个就可以了。
And we will just remember this important point.
然后第二年又是另外一根筷子。
And then later on, the year later.
那这根筷子刚开始的时候又跟门徒发生关系。
And that has something, when the beginning of the year has something to do with the disciples.
你看27年，主要27年主第一次遇见门徒。
We know that on the beginning of the 27, the Lord met the disciples.
然后一年以后，在加利利又遇见他们。
And one year later, they met these disciples at Galilee.
一年前跟从我。
The first year is just say follow me.
但是一年以后呢，你跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
But after the second time met, that he says, I'm not only to follow him, that he says that you were saved men like fishers of men.
那现在又过了一年。
Then after one year.
那这个就应该是主钉十字架前面一年。
And that is one year before our Lord was crucified.
所以四福音里面最重要的一年就是主钉十字架以前的一年。
And so the one that is very important year, and that will be the year that before Christ was crucified.
所以那年一开始主就呼召十二个使徒。
And so the beginning of the year, the Lord have called the 12 disciples.
然后他就对他的门徒讲山上的教训。
And that is where we refer to the teaching, the Sermon of the Mount.
那么这个时候告诉我们天国的实际是什么，天国的奥秘是什么，等等等等。
And talk about the mystery of the kingdom of God.
所以关于天国的种种是从主钉十字架前一年主耶稣才讲的。
Anything that relate to the heavenly kingdom, it begins, that is the last, the year just before the Lord was crucified.
然后没有多久以后他就用比喻来讲。
And then after which that he has spoken in parables.
然后呢到了大概逾越节的时候。
And so as we come to the time of the Passover,
那就是五千个就是五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱。
And that five loaves and two fishes to feed the 5,000.
那么然后主耶稣就有了第二次的环游布道。
And that was the second trip of our Lord Jesus.
然后到了底加波利就有另外一次就是用七个饼叫四千人吃饱。
And that at Decapolis that he was able to feed the 4,000.
然后慢慢快到祝棚节的时候。
And then as they were approaching the festival of the tents,
主耶稣就带门徒们到黑门山下去。
And so the Lord lead the disciples to the feet of Mount Hermon.
那个时候我们的主就把他的心向门徒打开了。
And so the Lord revealed what was in his heart.
所以是主耶稣钉十字架大概前半年主才告诉他们说我们要上耶路撒冷。
And it was only half a year before he was crucified that he told the disciples his face is going to Jerusalem.
而且他要钉在十字架上。
And then he will be crucified on the cross.
在那个以前主耶稣也讲十字架。
Of course, before that, Jesus did mention about the cross.
但是呢，是比较不是明讲的，是用这个间接的方式、暗示的方法讲。
That he was telling them indirectly.
那么，所以这样我们知道说，到了那么现在呢，到了那一年主钉十字架最后前一年，那么就是祝棚节，那是最重要的时候。
And so one year before the crucifixion, and that the festival of the tent is very important.
那个时候主耶稣终于到了黑门山。
And that was the time that he was at Mount Hermon.
这是我们主一生最高峰的时候。
And that is the climax of the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主满足了父神的旨意，他可以升到天上去。
At that time, he has really accomplished what the Heavenly Father have entrusted him that he could actually return to heaven.
结果他没有这样做。
But he didn't do that.
所以这件事情刚好发生祝棚节的时候。
And that happened to be during the festival of the tent.
那么一个是变化山，一个是变化山以前一个礼拜，那就是在黑门山下，主耶稣怎么把基督 教会十字架跟国度启示给。
And that is where the Lord Jesus revealed the church and the kingdom unto the disciple.
然后经过半年以后。
And then the half a year later.
那就是最后一个最后的一根这个筷子。
And so now we come to the last horizontal line.
那么刚开始的又跟门徒们有关，门徒有关系。
And so at the beginning has something to do with his disciples.
因为那里告诉我们说，主耶稣那个时候在约旦河外的伯大尼。
That he was at the Bethany that was beyond River Jordan.
有几万人拥挤我们的主。
And that many thousands were there to welcome our Lord Jesus.
然后主耶稣告诉他们说，如果有人要跟从我。
And he says that if anyone want to follow me,
要满足三个条件。
Want to follow me, they have to fulfill three conditions.
第一个，他如果爱父母、妻子、儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Those who love my father and mother beyond our Lord Jesus, they are not worthy to be his disciple.
那凡是不背十字架来跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And those who are not bear the cross.Were not worthy to follow me.
若不撇下一切所有的，也不能做我的。
And those who will not forego everything, they were not worthy to follow me.
主耶稣什么时候讲这个话呢
？And when did this happen? When the Lord Jesus spoke of this?
那就是主耶稣钉十字架那一年年初的时候讲这句话。
And that was that year that Jesus was to be crucified, and that happened during the beginning of that year.
然后到了。到了逾越节的时候
，and so as we come to the time of the Passover，
就在那一天，主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
And that on that day, our Lord Jesus was crucified.
然后三天以后，从死里复活。
And 3 days later, he was resurrected.
然后50天以后，五旬节圣灵就降下。
And that 50 days later, we know that will be the time the Holy Spirit comes during the Pentecost.
所以这个就是主耶稣道成肉身的日子。
And that is the time.When our Lord Jesus became flesh.
所以记得，只要每年的年初
，and so we just have to be focused at the beginning of each year.
一定跟门徒有关系。
Something to do related with the disciple.
你看，27、28、29、30。
Every year, 27 right up to the 30 AD.
你看，27年主耶稣第一次遇见门徒。
First beginning of the 27 AD, he met the disciples.
一年以后，在加利利又遇见他。
And 1 year later at Galilee, he met them again.
在一年以后，主呼召他们做使徒。
And then 1 year later, the Lord called them to be his disciples.
现在主告诉他们。国度子民的品格是什么
？He talk about the characteristics of the citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
所以他讲到山上的教训。
He talk about the sermon of the mount.
讲的 beatitude 讲到八福。
And talk about the 8 beatitudes.
那么这个还没有到高峰吗
？This have not reached the climax.
再过一年。
A year later,
好多人要跟从他。
Many multitudes are trying to follow him.
几万人可以组成好几个 mega church.
You know that tens of thousands of that you can actually form many mega churches.
但主耶稣知道人太多太多太多。
But the Lord knew that there were too many of them.
主耶稣讲条件的。
So he had laid down the conditions.
你只有满足这三个条件，你才可以做主的。
And in order to be his disciples, you need to fulfill these three conditions.
所以主说，你来跟从他以前，你好好坐下来计算一下。
And so before you follow the Lord, you need to calculate your cost.
你如果要拥挤主耶稣
，that if you want to behold the Lord Jesus,
有好几万人
，they may have tens of thousands.
但是我们的主，他所要所呼召的乃是门徒跟随他。
But the Lord want to call only those.Disciples who are willing to follow him.
所以，然后到了那一年这个逾越节的时候，主耶稣就钉十字架。
And so at the 30 AD, our Lord Jesus was crucified during the time of the Passover.
所以我想很清楚，每年的年初到了后面的这个四年，你看见每一个四年的年初，我们知道都跟做门徒有关系。
And so the last 4 years, beginning of every year, they have something to do, have something to do with his disciples.
那么圣经很明显给我们看，主耶稣一共过了。记载了他5个逾越节。
And so the Bible has clearly stated our Lord Jesus has gone through 5 Passover.
一个是他12岁的时候，你记得吗
？The first one was he was at the age of 12.
他说：“我岂不当以我的父事为念吗
？”That don't you think that I have to consider the matters of my heavenly father？
然后呢，他受浸以后第二年就主后27年的逾越节。
And so the second one was after he was baptized, and that was the 2nd Passover.
然后他接近圣殿。
And then we know that he has cleansed the temple.
他说：“你把我们的，你把神的家变成贼窝。”
He says that you have turned my father's house into the den of thieves.
然后再过一年逾越节的时候
，And on the 3rd Passover,
他看见说他所面对的是个摊子。
That what he had faced is one was paralyzed.
所以他到了加利利，他先到以色列迷失羊那里去。
That when he arrived in the Israel, that he had gone into those lost sheep of Israel.
主要用一句话来叫他能起来行走。
That we hope that with one word he will be able to command one who was paralyzed to rise and walk.
很可惜，他们弃绝他。
But unfortunately.They forsake him.
所以到了那一年，主耶稣就退到海边去。
That after that year, he withdrew himself to the seaside.
就退到旷野里面去。
And that he has withdrew himself into the wilderness.
本来他在每一个会堂里面教导人。
In the beginning, he was teaching them in all the temples.
因为每个会堂里面都有圣经。
In the congregations, because the temples there, because in each of those places, they have the Bible.
那个圣经就好像那个池子告诉你说，你要跳进去，哎，你就病就好。
Because that Bible signifies it's just like a pool. If you jump into the pool, you'll be healed.
他们查考圣经。
But as they researched into the Bible,
以为内中有永生。
That they thought that that is their eternal life.
但他们不肯来到主面前来的生命。
But they would not come to the Lord Jesus to in order to inherit this eternal life.
他们要逼迫他。
Because they want to persecute the Lord.
现在开始除灭他。
They want to eradicate him.
所以主耶稣就退到海边，退到旷野。
And so our Lord Jesus withdrew himself to the seaside.
然后他就呼召十二个使徒。
And so now he called his 12 disciples.
他从十二个使徒开始。
He began his ministry with the 12 disciples.
不要忘记是主耶稣钉十字架的前面一年。
And that is one year before he was crucified.
然后我们知道主钉十字架前一年，一直到钉十字架，你知道这差不多十四，差不多十六个月，可以说主耶稣最忙碌、最忙碌的时。
And so the last 16 months of the last 16 months before our crucified was his busiest time.
最重大的事情都发生在。主耶稣钉十字架的前一年。
And so all the important events transpired one year before he was crucified.
所以我想现在大家可以把这个再改一下，你们可以根据这个改，可以有一二三四五六七八，有个八根筷子。
And so they are four vertical, horizontal lines of four chopsticks.
那每一根筷子有两个点，一个是逾越节，一个是祝棚节。
And so the two vertical lines, one will signify the Passover, the other one of the tent.
然后还有年初的事情。
And so that we have things that in the beginning of the year.
所以我想这样大概我们对于四福音应该很清楚，就时间上应该大家都拿捏得很清楚。
And so perhaps we were now very sure of the time frame.
这个时间很有关系。
The time is very, very important.
等一等，你看地点也很有关系。
And we know the venue, is also very important.
如果在背景上我们把时间弄错，把地点弄错了。
If we, in the background, if we have mistaken the venue and the time,
我可以保告诉弟兄姊妹，你的感觉和领受不一样。
And what you feel and what you will receive will entirely different.
我们中国人有一句要讲，百闻不如一见。
That you say is that in our Chinese saying that it's better to see once rather to have about hundred saying.
如果你真的去过以色列。
If you really travel, if you've really gone to Israel,
你真的走过主耶稣走过的地方。
That if you travel where our Lord has gone,
你再来读四福音，感觉不一，感受不一样。
Then you study the fourth gospel, the feeling is entirely different.
所以我们巴不得主借着这一次，我们能够给弟兄们解释，不一定每个人都能去。
It doesn't mean that all of us will be able to travel.
那么，所以我们把弟兄帮弟兄姊妹把它整理一下。
And so we help our brothers and sisters to organize.
我再提醒弟兄姊妹。
Let's remind you again.
你知道，因为我们从前因为我再说我们普通都是根据我们所收集一些资料来的。
Most of the time, we just gather the information.
但有的资料已经都太老了。
But sometimes, no, some of this information is outdated.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，我是到以色列不知道有好几次。
Our brother have gone to Israel many times.
但是过去八年因为局势的缘故，我们偶尔去一下，但是只是去一下，没有好好的看这个以色列。
Because of the political situation, many a times we just go there for a short while. We won't be able to stay in a lengthy way.
但是光是这八年，我再回去。
After these 8 years, when I return,
可以说80%对我都是新的。
80% were all new to me.
耶路撒冷比方说
，For example, Jerusalem.
这个八年前，我们知道大卫的城，我们没有想到现在大卫的皇宫已经发现。
That we know that last time we just only refer to the city of David Mount, they have discovered the palace of David.
我们从前以为我们到过了希罗亚池子。
Last time we thought we talk about Shiloh, we've been to Shiloh.
Shiloh. 那么这个希罗亚的。 西罗亚的池子就是你记得那个瞎子不是他去一洗就看见了吗
You know the pool of Shiloh is where you know the one who was blind and then he washed his eyes and he was able to see
就是最近两年到三年
And then it was only two or three years ago
你知道他们真的发现了那个西罗亚池
They have found the pool of Shiloh
那个池子大的一个地步三千人五千人可以同时进在里面
You know the pool is so big that you can at one time to accommodate 3,000 to 5,000